Welcome to Believer's Academy and the series, The Authority of the Believer. This is Lesson 1, The Authority You Have in Christ, and my name is Camille. Our study today is about the authority God has given us and how we can use it. If you want, get a pen and paper to take notes on this lesson. You can pause this video or go back at any time during the teaching if you want to hear a point again. There are study aids provided that you can use later, including a review worksheet and leader's notes that are located on this page. Now let's find out how serious God is about your authority in Christ. Almost every Christian believes that God and Jesus have authority. That means they can decide and say what happens. They govern what is and is not allowed in their kingdom. God is so gracious. He has given us, as believers, authority also. Yes, if you believe in Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you have authority. You can say what is allowed and what is not allowed in your life. Let's talk more about this. The Bible says in Matthew 28:18 that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. Then in Matthew 10:1, it says that Jesus gave authority to believers. He gave them power over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. In other words, we have been given God's authority in the name of Jesus. That's where the power is, in Jesus and His name. The earth is operating under a curse of disasters, sickness, disease, lack, evil, and death, but not us. God said in Deuteronomy 28 that if we love, believe, and obey God, He would bless us. That is, He would make sure we would have what we need when we need it. Jesus' life on earth gives examples of what the believer has authority over. Things like sickness and disease, even death. That's a lot of authority and responsibility. Those storms that try to destroy property and lives need to be stopped. Conditions like famine and drought need to be halted and reversed. Romans 8:20 through 21 says, "Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay." All creation wants us as believers to take our place and command the blessings of God into the world. You can stop attacks, trouble, worry, or fear by using this authority. God gave you a promise in 1 John 4:4 to reassure you of this. He said, "The Spirit of God who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Now, the original disciples, after Jesus rose from the dead and went into heaven, only had understanding of one thing to operate in power, the name of Jesus. And the power in that name motivated them to talk about Jesus and perform miracles. The church grew into thousands of members in just a few days because of their passionate witness. Acts chapter 3 tells us what the disciples did with the authority of the name of Jesus. A man who had been crippled from birth was sitting at the temple gate begging. Peter and John stopped and told him to look at them. The man looked at Peter, expecting to receive something. Peter said in verse 6, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Peter took his hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He began to leap and stand and walk and went into the temple with them all the while praising God. People saw this miracle and were amazed. Peter gave an explanation in Acts 3:16. "And Jesus' name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Some people might say, this was the Apostle Peter. He had rubbed elbows with Jesus. That's why the supernatural power worked. But no, it didn't work because Peter was saying it. It worked because Peter used the name of Jesus. You have access to this same authority. You can use the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus contains all the power and authority of God. And Jesus has told you that you can use his name. As you show you have faith in the authority of Jesus' name, by believing and speaking his word and his will, things change. When you accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, He gave you access to the power available in His name. But just because you have received it doesn't mean you have used this authority. Someone can put $1 million in your checking account, but you have to receive it by believing their word and doing something. They'll tell you, receive the money by going to the bank and withdrawing some. When you got saved, that same authority was put within you. The person who believes in Jesus can use the same authority he has. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18-20, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus also said in Luke 10:19, Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. This authority is yours, just as sure as God's word is. How do you use this authority Jesus has given you? It all has to do with your heart and your mouth. Believe in your heart and talk with your mouth. Don't talk about things that you can see with your own eyes. Talk about what God has promised you. Talk as if you already see it, as if you already have it. That's how you receive authority. Simply speak. Speak what God has said is His will. Speak in faith, believing God will do what you say. If you don't know God's will, plans, and purposes, read and study the Bible. It's all written there for you to find. Pray that God's Spirit will help you as you study. For example, you can use your authority to receive the healing God has promised. You know that's God's will because the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, by Jesus' stripes you were healed. So with your spiritual authority, pray and speak that you are healed, body, soul, and spirit. Continue to speak as if it's already done. You are cooperating with God and bringing His will into the earth. And you are speaking in faith by declaring those things that are not yet as though they already are. Now expect healing to come to you immediately. When you become a Christian, you become part of the family of God with all rights and privileges. There's no need to act like an orphan or a stepchild. Receive what He has given you. Receive your inheritance. Receive the gifts of God, including His authority. You can do this because, as the Bible says, you are in Jesus Christ. Let's talk about what that means. When you were born again, you were put in Jesus Christ. That means everything He has done, everything He has, and everything He is applies to you. When Jesus died on the cross for sin, you were in Him. Therefore, you died. When Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave, you defeated them in Him. When Jesus rose from the dead, having taken the punishment for all sins, because you are in Him, you rose again to a new life free from sins. The Apostle Paul describes this process. When Jesus died, we died, even though we hadn't been born yet. When Jesus was buried, we were buried. When Jesus was raised from the dead by the power of God, we were also raised from the dead. We simply received that the work Jesus did was for us. You may ask, what is the purpose of this identification with Christ? Good question. Being in Jesus Christ removes the power of sin in our lives. Also, now that we are in Jesus Christ, we have the right to use Jesus' power and authority, just as if Jesus were doing it Himself. Let's read Romans 6:6-11. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with Him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. When He died once to break the power of sin. But now that He lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. When you read any scripture, keep in mind the truth that you're in Christ, and you'll see what is being said in a whole new light. Since you are in Jesus Christ, you are not under the power of any other spiritual powers and leaders. You are not under the control of evil, the devil, old habits, sickness, disease, oppression, wrong thoughts, or sinful actions. You are free in Christ. Wow! Of course, living in this kind of freedom is up to you. You have to make the choice to imitate Christ or stay in the old way of doing things. You choose life or death, blessing or curse. Deuteronomy 30:19-20 says, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. It's yours. Just receive this life from God and all that it brings to you and begin living with the authority of Christ. If you have not yet received the gift of salvation, please pray this prayer given by Brother Copeland. O God in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name, I call on you, O God. Receive me as your child, as I accept Jesus as my Lord. I believe with all my heart Jesus has been raised from the dead, and I say right now, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Give me the assurance in my heart, guaranteed me by the Word of God, that I am saved. I confess sin, I renounce it, I repent of it, I renounce the past. Satan, I renounce you. In the name of Jesus, you're not to lead me ever again. You're not my God. Jesus is my Lord, and I'll serve him and only him forever and ever. Now, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit to overflowing. In Jesus' name, amen." Isn't this good? Jesus received all authority in heaven and earth. Then he, in turn, gave authority to us, the believers. It's up to us to receive this authority that allows us to take our place in Christ, to speak God's word and expect results. We have come to the end of lesson one, and we have found out some valuable truths. Now you know Jesus really has given you the authority to change things. It's time for us to close, but here are some things for you to do as you begin to use this authority provided by Jesus. Name some things that you, the believer, have authority over. Give examples of what you will say to use this authority in the area of healing. List some things you are free from since you are in Jesus Christ. Oh, and don't forget the study documents are available for you to download. We look forward to seeing you for Lesson 2, where we'll talk about where authority originated. Until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.